Well, it's not a normal year. Nothing is normal in this year of 2020, unfortunately. So no official steerman flying this year. But if you'd like to take a ride and you'd like to see some of the planes, you're going to see them. And joining us to talk more about it this year, what's happening this year, David Brown, a steerman pilot. David, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us here this morning, David. I know it's been a couple weeks since we talked, but you know, for you and a lot of the other pilots, this is just something that's like it would have been hard for a lot of you to give it up and not come to this. I shouldn't say event because it's not an event this year, but to gather together anyway.
Yes, and that's look at it. We're kind of unofficially the ones of us showing up, calling it our steerman vacation. Because we love to fly our steermans out to Galesburg every year. And yes, indeed, they have canceled the formal events that we normally partake in while we're out there. So there won't be any, you know, really organized activity, but there will be steermans coming all during the week. There will be a formation clinic of warbirds and steermans from the 5th of September through the 8th. We'll be flying out of the Galesburg Airport. And we're going to be offering the rides the same as we have in the past. One of the advantages with the open cockpit airplane is we really haven't been affected by the virus, coronavirus, or any of this kind of stuff. You know, it's open cockpit, so we're going to be taking appointments just like Robert Preston and I do in our at home, the way we've been flying during this whole thing. And all anyone has to do is just, you know, call our numbers and you know, sign up for a time slot, and they can come out to the Galesburg Airport, and we'll take you up.
You know, like I said, it's pretty easy to social distance in the cockpit as well. I know your passengers will actually ride in front of you, but even, you know, when you're just, hey, you guys are up there flying, you're in formation, you're pretty well socially distanced.
Exactly. Yeah, we haven't had a problem with that. It's just we weren't able to do the official fly-in because most of those events involve the pilots, you know, and they gather in the hangars and everything like that. So that part, and also participation of the volunteers that help us every year out in Galesburg, we didn't want to, you know, put them in jeopardy. So so we're just going to be a group of steermen coming in and out all week long, and I just wanted, you know, the residents of Galesburg know that we were going to be back and flying over your city. And also we'd love to have you come out and sign up for a ride. So we offer our standard type sightseeing ride, and we also, and there's several types of those. You can take the controls if you want and see what it's like flying a steerman, and also you can choose to take a aerobatic option where you can get to do some loops and rolls and see Galesburg from about 3,000 feet.
Upside down, even, huh?
Okay, upside down if you want to.
Man, okay. I can do without that part of it, but I know some people would absolutely love that, that's for sure. David Brown is a steerman pilot. He will be here in town. So, David, any idea how many of the pilots are going to be here with their planes this time around?
Well, since it's not official, it's only we've just been chatting on Facebook and emailing and whatnot, and I would say, you know, I'm estimating at least a dozen or more. You know, we'll be, and maybe even more, you know, we'll be showing up and, you know, parking out there at the airport, and daily they will be going, you know, getting together, and, you know, flying out somewhere, maybe for lunch like we do, and, or visiting the little local, you know, grass airfields that are around, and also just taking our friends for rides and, you know, having fun, just sharing the camaraderie that, is involved with owning these old airplanes and preserving them. And you know, part of that is you know, showing them to the public. So, you know, this time we won't have any formal tram rides for the public to come out. I mean, everybody's welcome to come to the airport, and you know, the airport's open, and they can just come out and stand in the you know, along the fence there where, you know, you can't come on the flight line, but you could stand, you could watch the airplanes, and then also at the Jet Air hangar is where we'll be dispatching the rides. And when I get there this week, I'm going to put signs up on the road and banners and try to spread the word. And we've also let the newspaper know. I think they sent a press release out last week.
David Brown is a steerman pilot. He will be here coming up later this week for the unofficial the steerman vacation for the pilots. David, you mentioned a little bit ago about, you know, the guys that are going to be coming, that love for these aircraft. For you personally, where did that love come from? When did it start, and where did that come from?
Well, I took a ride in one of these airplanes, actually bought a ride in one of these airplanes as a ride passenger when I was 14 years old. It was a little 10-minute ride at a local airstrip here in Virginia, and I was flying in the front seat of that Stearman and looking around, and I thought, wow, this is the coolest thing I've ever done, and I just had to keep being involved in it, and I knew after a while of helping at the airport that I was going to learn to fly, so I learned to fly when I was 17 years old. I still can't believe they would rent me an airplane and let me fly around. I couldn't even rent a car back then, but I could rent an airplane. I was a licensed pilot. And so I've been flying for about 43 years now. Eventually started flying rides in some of the Stearmans that were there and other aircraft, and then was able to, 18 years ago, buy my own Stearman and start my own business. So I've been flying this Stearman for 18 years. I've got over 3,000 hours of flight time in that Stearman, and part of that flight time involves coming to Galesburg every year because it's about a 8 to 9 hour trek out there, about 700 miles for me one way and 700 back. So that gets you quite a bit of flight time just flying in and out of Galesburg.
Well, absolutely. Well, I was going to ask you, coming from Virginia, you said about 8 or 9 hours. Is it like a 2-day trek, or do you get it all in one day?
Well, we can do it in one day, but usually when you're headed west, the winds are fairly either southerly or westerly most of the year. So rarely do I get a tailwind that blows me to Galesburg. So it most of the time involves like a day and a half or 2-day trip. We take off when we can here. We go as far as we can, usually into Indiana or somewhere, spend the night, and then we make the rest of the trip.
How often do you have to refuel?
Usually about every 2 to 2.5 hours. That's about as long as you can sit in one place without moving around. And at least for me, I like to get out and stretch my legs a little bit and make it a nice trip rather than a hurried trip.
Yeah, absolutely. David Brown, Stearman pilot. He'll be here this weekend. If you would like to purchase a ride, you'll be able to do that at the airport. Hey, who knows? Maybe you'll have a little one that'll pique the same interest as it did with David. All it took was that ride in a Stearman and got his pilot's license and now owns his own Stearman. I'm guessing that's a really, really cheap hobby to have, isn't it?
Well, you know, when I bought the airplane, my whole goal was I want to sell rides in this airplane so that I can afford it. I was not a rich guy, and I'm not still not a rich guy, but I wanted to own a nice airplane. So, and I loved it so much. So, flying the rides in it helps me to maintain this airplane and be able to bring it out to Galesburg every year, and also to be able to share it with others is what the real joy of owning these airplanes. You know, we are preserving a piece of military history, but we're also being able to share that in a living museum type of scenario by selling rides. And you can sit in the front seat of the airplane right where your grandfather or your father may have trained during World War II, or just take a ride in something like that, you know, you would never get a chance to do otherwise. And I can tell you the views are spectacular. I've taken thousands of people up over the years, and all of them have had the same reaction. They have loved it.
Okay, well, let me ask you, you ever get anybody who's scared of flying that's been willing to go up?
I've had a few, and they've been very apprehensive. And, you know, and I tell them, I say, look, we'll take off and we'll fly around the field. And if you feel like you need to come back, we'll do that. And I've had no one take me up on that.
Wow, good.
As soon as they get in the air, they realize, wow, this plane is so solid and it's so smooth. And I talk to them on the intercom and, you know, I'm assuring them the whole time, you know, everything's good. And I always tell my passengers, I said, you know, this, they say, well, how safe is this? I said, well, you know, everything in life has risk, but I will tell you, based on the statistics, you're more likely, you're in more jeopardy driving to the airport than you are flying in one of these airplanes. They are, you know, a very solid, sturdy airplane, and they were, built as trainers for the military for World War II, and most of them are, you know, in their 70s now, but they've been lovingly restored and maintained, and they're probably one of the safest airplanes you can fly in.
Dave Brown, a Stearman pilot, he will be here coming up later this week at the Galesburg Airport for the unofficial Stearman event that's going to be going on. He and several other pilots will be here. You'll see the planes flying around, it would be a strange September to not see that sight around Galesburg. And that's what I think maybe we take it for granted a little bit seeing them, because there's a few owners of the planes around here or other people that come in every now and then, so we'll still see them every now and then. But for me, every time I see them, I think it's still pretty cool. Whenever I hear them, obviously a very distinct sound, I still will look up, and especially like during the Stearman flying week, especially when you get, you know, formation flying, whether it's just, you know, three or four of them together, it's just such a cool sight, even from the ground.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And we'll also have some of the advanced trainers will be there, the T6 Texans and the SNJs, and they have even a larger radial engine with even more of a grumble to them, so you may see some of those flying around as well.
How many Stearman are left in the world? Do you know? Any idea?
According to the Stearman Restorers Association, around 2,500 to 3,000, I think, and that was of the original, there were a little over 10,000 built during the World War II era.
Are most of them here in the United States, or are they kind of spread around the world a little bit?
They are spread around the world. They are over in Europe. There are many Stearmans over there, and but I would say the majority of them would be, you know, in the United States, because they were built here in Wichita, Kansas, and by Boeing Corporation, and they most of them were, you know, trainers here. But we did sell some to some foreign governments. And even some foreign governments used them as fighter planes.
Wow.
They had guns mounted on them in Argentina and a few other countries. Yeah.
Hmm.
It was pretty neat.
Wow. Well, there's something unexpected in modern-day war. They're not expecting that plane. How fast normally on average speed when you're cruising, like, from here to Virginia?
Well, it's anywhere from about 80 miles an hour to maybe 95 miles an hour, and that's airspeed. Of course, your speed over the ground is dependent on the wind. So we'd like to get either zero wind or some sort of a tailwind that will help us speed up our ground speed to get there. Because the airplanes are sort of notoriously slow compared to most modern-day aircraft, because they weren't really made to go fast. They were made to train pilots, and the slower you went, the easier the learning process.
Well, that you talked about the safety of these aircraft, how solid they are. I mean, and with the speed and as slow as they can go and actually stay in the air, you can come and drop in at a pretty steep angle if necessary, it seems like, can't you?
Oh, yes. And you can also, I've had people ask me, what happens, if the engine quits or there's a problem? I said, well, these airplanes are very well suited to landing on grass fields and corn fields if we have to, or whatever. All we need is a small flat area. They operate in about 1,000 feet on average. So I fly out of a local airport that has a paved runway, and I will tell my passengers as I turn on the runway, I said, you see that 1,000-foot marker down there? We'll be off the ground by that time. And they look at that and can't believe it. And sure enough, it goes right underneath of us as we take off. So it's a very versatile airplane from that standpoint.
David Brown is a Stearman pilot who'll be here later this week, as will several others. No official Stearman flying, which really that's taking away a lot of the events that the pilots attend, but there still will be many planes here. They'll be flying. You'll see them in formation. And again, if you would like a ride, you can get out to the airport and get signed up. And you said that'll be out of the Jet Air hangar, is that right?
That's correct. So when I arrive, I'm going to try to arrive this week. I'm going to head out of here as soon as the rain lifts here. Be heading west and probably making a stop in Ohio and to visit another Stearman pilot friend of mine, and then on to Galesburg later in the week. But as soon as I get there, we put the signs and the banners up, and those will have the telephone number to call. And all you have to do is call that number while we're out there. I'll keep a little book with me, and we'll sign you up. No advance payments required. We just need your name and your phone number and a time you'd like to come out, and then you just come join us and, we can run credit cards and take cash or whatever, as we've done in the past.
Okay, perfect.
And we've kept the prices the same. Actually, I've lowered the price of the aerobatic ride this year, $5, just to, make it more a little bit more appealing and, to help the folks out as much as we can. And, the expense of the airplanes remains about the same. So we try to keep the cost down as much as we can to encourage as many to come take a flight as they can.
David, you could actually pay me, and I'm still not taking the aerobatic ride. that's got to be fun for you, though, as a pilot also.
Yeah, I have flown air shows for years. I'm sure everybody has seen the airplanes doing all the what they call flips and tricks and things like that, and I got involved in that many years ago, and I have flown this very airplane, in many air shows, and also demonstrated it there at Galesburg several years during the fly-in. But it's you know, most people just stand on the ground and they watch those air shows. You don't get to fly in the plane to see what that's like. And we vary the intensity of the aerobatics. I don't just take somebody up and just start looping and rolling them and throwing them all over the place. You know, I talk to them ahead of time and see what they've done before. I ask them, do you like roller coasters? Most of them would say, oh, yeah, that's great. And then they're just always amazed at how smooth this airplane is. I mean, we start off, we'll just do like one barrel roll, and I'll say, hey, how'd you like that? You know, and then we just move on from that point. And I just sort of dissect it and show them each one of the maneuvers. And then if they're still cheering at the end, we'll throw a couple maneuvers together and do a little routine. And everybody leaves with a big smile on their face. You know, if they're any kind of an adventure junkie, I call them, you know, this is, I've had many of them tell me, this even beats parachuting and bungee jumping.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah, and it's safer than that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. David Brown, Stearman pilot, he'll be here later this week, and unofficial Stearman flying kind of going on. You will see plenty of Stearman flying around Galesburg coming up later this week. And again, still should be fun. You can get out to the airport and watch, and again, you can get signed up for a ride as well. David, anything else we need to know about what's going to be happening later this week?
Well, we just appreciate the support of the Galesburg community. I'm personally giving a shout out right now to many of my friends over the years out there. I have made friends with numerous residents, you know, of the city and in the local area, and you know, they open their homes for us. They open their houses for parties and events, and it's just wonderful, the camaraderie and the friendship that we've made over the years out there. And also the local restaurants. You know, I'm looking for one of my favorite places, Sidetracks. I just love that place. And so I get to go to Sidetracks, you know, I'm not going to miss that. You know, and I had to call the local residents out there. I said, Sidetracks open? And they go, yes. Okay, good. Okay, I can come to Galesburg now. So.
More incentive for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like we stand around the airport like, where are we going to go to lunch? Oh, let's go to Sidetracks, you know. But you know, I was going to Sidetracks when it was called something else. Crappies or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Yep.
Yeah, so I've been coming there since 2002, and many of the other guys and girls have been coming there even longer than that. So, but no, I look forward to talking with the folks out there, and just, you know, like I said, it's a vacation for me. So, you know, if I only sell one ride, that's fine. You know, I'm going to be there. I'm going to have fun, and we're just looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, David, safest of travels, and look forward to seeing you out here later this week.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, and we're hoping for some good weather, and it looks like the hurricanes have gone through, and I don't see any of them on the horizon right now, so that's good news.
That is good. All right. David, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.